about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gloria and Gracie before 8 a.m. St. Louis.
In local news, a new poo-eating algae has been used to accelerate treatment of wastewater in the Lockyer Valley. The University of Queensland and Urban Utilities are collaborating in a new $5 million waste management trial. Thanks to this, a treatment process that has traditionally taken 2 months can now be completed within 2 weeks. During the new process, bacteria is used to break down wastewater, which is then sent through newly developed algae raceways. It is in these raceways where the algae works to remove nutrients and purify the water. This trial is currently being conducted regionally, however, research is already underway to implement the sustainable wastewater treatment in metropolitan areas.
The Queensland Audit Office report found the health outcomes of First Nations patients in Queensland is not on track to meeting a 2031 deadline of closing the gap of First Nations life expectancy. First Nations patients are approximately 3 times more likely to be discharged from hospital against medical advice. Patients in remote areas are disproportionately affected by higher rates of preventable hospitalization. The report findings have made it clear that it's a long way to go for equitable care. Luckily, the Audit Office has jumped into action and has made 6 recommended strategies in order to improve the delivery of culturally appropriate care.
In national news, Philip Lowe, Governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, says the recent interest spike on Tuesday is necessary in order to stop inflation lingering in Australia. The increase of interest rates on Tuesday is the 12th in a particularly assertive tightening cycle and is part of a plan to ensure inflation comes back to its 2-3% range in a reasonable time frame. Mr. Lowe acknowledged there is a significant risk to his plan to reduce inflation as the economy continues to grow. Mr. Lowe stated, "We are particularly attentive to the risk of inflation staying too high for too long. If that happens, interest rates and unemployment will be higher and the cost of living pressures on Australian families will continue."
The Australian Soccer's governing body is profiting from bets placed on games from international broadcasters to amateur suburban club competitions. The governing bodies earn commissions of up to 17.5% from product integrity fees, sponsorships, and advertising, and also bet on the highest tier of the competition. According to the Four Corners, they have seen agreements between bookmakers and the NRL, AFL, and Cricket Australia. It was found that data scouts would sit in local games and send real-time updates to bookmakers around the world so they can place bets on matches. Former trader with Bet365, Persa Kanatar, suggests that the bets are up to $1 million on a single game.
In international news, 4 Indigenous children have been found alive in the Colombian jungle by soldiers, 40 days after their plane crashed due to engine failure. The siblings, aged between 13 years and 11 months old, were the only survivors of the crash that occurred on the 1st of May. The children have knowledge of rainforest survival and ate native fruit, seeds and cassava flour found in the wreckage to survive before being found last Friday. Damaris Mukatui, an aunt of the children, said that despite dehydration and insect bites, the children are fine and recovering in hospital.
For the weather today, Brisbane is chilly and humid. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in moderate band. That's all the news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to worshipfulz.org.au to read more.